thousand generations falling down in worship, sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, oh.
Go in and be seated. Let's come to the Lord's table. If you could turn with me to 1 John 1, 6 to 9, sorry, 7 to 9. Okay, I'll go ahead and read it. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, this is talking about living in the light of Jesus. That means when we have fellowship with him, he's going to show light on our state, you know. And it goes on to say that if we have no sin, if you're saying, I do not have any sin for me to repent of or for me to confess, that we deceive ourselves, because God, as we were singing just now, is completely holy. That means he is set apart. There is not a shadow of darkness in him. He is pure light. And because we live in this world that is broken, we struggle. You know, when we have physical illnesses, we go to the doctor. When we have mental illnesses, now it is becoming more okay socially for us to go to a doctor and say, I'm struggling with this or that. But what about when we have spiritual illnesses? Where do we go? And this is what can happen, where we think that, okay, because what other people can see is clean, I must be clean. But what John is saying here, and remember, this is Apostle John who lay on the chest of Jesus, and you know, who's his beloved. He still says, if we say, he's not saying if you say you don't have sin. He says, if we say that we do not have sin, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But when Jesus shines his light on us, when we are able to see that actually we are in need of a Savior, at one point or the other, we all saw this, that we need a Savior. But what really is the remedy for sin, the illness of the spirit, is the blood of Jesus. It says the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And it goes on to say, if we confess our sin, he does two things. Not only does he forgive and cleanse us of the sin that we repent of, that we confess and turn away from, but all unrighteousness. Unrighteousness are things that defile us and we don't even need to be aware of it. Okay, unrighteousness is what creeps into our spirit and our soul. Things that defile us, okay? And God says, when you just confess the sins that you are aware of, what he does is he comes and does an overhauling cleanse, where he cleanses not only the sin that we are aware of, but the unrighteousness that we might not be aware of. So as we take this bread, which represents the body of Christ, and this juice, which represents the blood that was shed, understand that this is what the cross has accomplished for you and me, that it cleanses us of our sin and our unrighteousness. Amen. If any one of you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal and only Savior, please let the elements pass by. But please do come and talk to one of us. We are so excited to share the good news of Jesus with you.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? step down from all.